a drinky winky. Tanya and Steve. Can't get enough of them. Tanya and Steve. Right now on Triple M.
Morning. Here we go. It's a Thursday. What about the rain rise?
Oh, it's hammering down right now.
Unbelievable. Be careful of the aquaplane. I nearly lost it quite a few times on the way here.
Bit of flash flooding happening around. It literally has not stopped raining all night.
Yeah, good to see you snuck in before the nail bars closed last night at midnight too. Well done.
Yeah, do you like the colour?
I do.
Yeah, I thought pink and spotty dots would look really good. So.
was that a professional job or was that your daughter?
That was my daughter, Stella. Yeah.
And
then I have to go to a nail bar to fix them. but I can't now.
That'll be 3 months.
Oh, far out. But I can get my hair cut still, I believe.
Well, you can.
True, because it takes less than 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. where's Steve gone?
I don't know. I think he might be downstairs.
Oh,
still trying to get up.
Oh, our lifts maybe are broken.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Perfect. Dave from the Triple M newsroom is going to join us next with the latest COVID-19 update for you. We're Tanya and Steve on Triple M.
Well, Dave, the world changed again at midnight last night. Where are we up to?
Well, firstly, let's head north of the border. You can't get there, really. you can, but, all vehicles are being checked heading into Queensland. Their border lockdown came into effect, so police have got it set up like a massive RBT at the main border crossings. It's quite incredible. All other roads between the states are blocked, so there are, I think, about half a dozen or so key roads that they're checking. Anyone who enters the state needs to self-quarantine for 14 days, except for essential travellers like health workers, truck drivers, emergency services. For those who live this side of the border, so around Tweed Heads, but work in Queensland, they can apply for permits. They can just come and go as you please. But no doubt, a lot of confusion there. I mean, like in Coolangatta, you know, one side of the road is Queensland, the other side New South Wales.
Yeah.
So very, very tricky.
And it's hard for the authorities to go, well, where is the line in the sand? Like you say, that side of the street, this side of the street, how far down into New South Wales before that permit can kick in?
Yeah, don't know. So I don't know how they're going to police it. It's obviously just kicked in overnight, so give it a couple of days before you know, goes full steam. Now, Tom Hanks, the first high-profile coronavirus case. We now have a second one. Prince Charles, our future king, the 71-year-old, has tested positive. The palace says he has mild symptoms but is otherwise in good health and is recovering in Scotland. Now, it's believed he saw the Queen the day before he became infectious. Now, imagine if he did give it to the Queen. That's one way to take the throne, isn't it?
Oh, Dave. true.
Unclear where he got it. He met with Prince Albert of Monaco early this month. He has the virus. Charles also went to an Aussie bushfire relief fundraiser dinner in London recently. That was his last public engagement. Maybe he caught it there. Don't know. Now, this isn't very nice, but many are secretly hoping he may have spent some time with Prince Andrew. It would certainly be a shame if he was to...
Well, that's awful.
I know, very... Yeah.
But Camilla's fine. She's tested negative, hasn't she?
Yes, she's all good.
Okay.
And the Queen is fine too.
Yeah.
And a growing number of our gin distilleries are switching up operations to produce hand sanitizer to meet growing demand. Herb Distilling Company here in Newcastle is among those pumping out the stuff. And after spotting the trend overseas, it's really taking off. Rum manufacturers up in Queensland doing the same thing and supplying ethanol. So, yeah, great to see these guys helping out. But as long as they're still pumping out the gin and rum.
Well, have you been over to Earp since it opened?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, I spent a few afternoons over there at Christmas.
Sure you did.
Yep. Well, you know, you've got to support the local businesses. And you remember, Earp family made their name in this region through tiles.
Yeah.
So they're well used to being able to take an idea and from the business knowledge that they have, flip it. Because from tiles became gin. They're still doing the tiles, by the way, but the gin is fantastic. And now gin to, you know, sanitizer or medicinal grade, what they need. That's amazing. Good on them.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're not the only ones, as I said. There's a few other around New South Wales and, of course, up in Queensland. I think Bundaberg Rum might be involved as well. So everyone's helping out. But, yeah, as I said, as long as they're still pumping out the good stuff.
All right.
Forget that.
And you're well, Dave? Everybody's well?
Yes, I'm well for now.
Yep. How about your wife?
Look, so she works in real estate. Obviously, she's quite anxious about her job. She only works a couple of days a week. She found out yesterday that she'll only work 2 days a week. So, as a family, we're looking at how we'll juggle that, but obviously quite lucky that we still have positions. And just on that, Tanya, jobs, there are a lot of companies still hiring and desperately looking to fill thousands of jobs. You know, Coles, Aldi, Centrelink, a lot of call centres are looking for jobs. So I know a lot of people are struggling who after losing their jobs, but look around, there are positions there.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thanks, Dave. Tanya.
There's Dave from the Triple M newsroom. This is Tanya and Steve on Newcastle's Triple M. Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M, this is Tanya and Steve. Today we can expect some showers. They should ease later on this afternoon. Tops at 23 in the city, looking at 24 today for Maitland and the Valley. And you can listen live at triplem.com.au on your smart speaker or at the Triple M app now. Just hit subscribe to the Tanya and Steve Catch Up podcast and you can relive every single show we've ever done.
It's not there yet, Steve, but I might put it on later. You know, and I just noticed it from you and I. We were just doing a high five.
Yeah.
But when you do a social distance high five at a distance, it looks incredibly like a Hail Hitler.
Oh, so, absolutely.
I'm just, there's a warning there. If you're going to do a social distance high five, I don't know, do it in public. Yeah. Do it in private.
We just did one 5 minutes ago, Risey. I don't know if you saw it, but yeah, I couldn't figure out who was inhaling who.
I honestly thought you guys had converted to the Nazis' way of life.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on in that other studio because I'm in a separate studio.
Mate, self-isolation is not far off.
Hey, true.
Now, we're on the subject of it. Let's face it, Tanya and I were talking before the show. It's the world we're living in. So we'll just keep talking about stuff, isn't it?
Mm.
But I did like this because everyone's saying you're dummies and stay home and everyone's doing, you know.
Yep.
Right. But this one says it all and I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
If you are having trouble staying at home, shave your eyebrows.
Ooh.
So true.
No one's going outside with... No one wants to leave the house without their eyebrows.
Don't give ScoMo ideas.
6:38. This is Tanya and Steve on Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. And you'll be able to travel local once all this mumbo-jumbo's out of the way.
Mumbo-jumbo, you say, Rice? Yeah. Oh, well, on that mumbo-jumbo, you know, Tanya and I were talking, and, you know, we're starting to find out, just you and I on the show, different businesses that are either open or shut down, how they're re-affected.
Yeah.
All right. And then things will pop and you go, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I think one people aren't thinking about is with the closure of a cafe, how does Soul Cafe go?
I know. Soul Cafe, obviously, if you don't know, at the top of the mall there or a little bit further east, and it's run by Rick Prosser. They look after people who need help.
Yes.
Homeless people, people with... that, you know, finding it difficult in society, all sorts of dramas. So we invited Rick on the show to tell us. G'day,
hey,
Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hello, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Mate, immediately when you heard the closures, so your mind went to, okay, it's a takeaway situation or what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, our duty of care for the most vulnerable is critical.
Yep.
And so, yep, we're on the streets.
Okay.
Well, serving at our front, our immediate front door, with takeaways, hot meal takeaways, hampers, breakfast packs, hygiene packs, whatever we can.
Have you noticed that it's tougher to get donations or the food that you need, Rick?
Look, it was quite onerous last week, and some supplies have been very difficult. We put out a couple of posts and I tell you what, we live in a great city and our community response is just tremendous.
Oh, that's great.
So we're finding it starting to come through and so we're very thankful and we're on the phone as much as we can to line things up for our future.
Okay.
So look, it's all happening and we're very thankful, yeah.
Rick, I was telling Tanya yesterday, a guy pulled up out front of my place and I've got a little park and he had his bike, his dog and a tent. And look, he was trying to save money from rent, but he was very affected very quickly anyway. And I took his dog some food and went over there and just had a chat to him. But he was an example of, you know, 2 weeks ago, he had somewhere to live.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, I did mention your cafe and then I did say that, you know, you're not a very good cook, but at least it's something.
He always flies your flag high, Rick.
And he looked at me and I said, look, mate, I can go inside and make you a meal, but Rick's a little bit better than me, so good luck with that. But you know, and he laughed and we both laughed together. Life is what it is, but, you know, it's getting the message out there that for those people, because you may get an increase of people in that situation, sadly.
I mean, look, our Centrelink queues have got people in them that probably haven't had anyone in them. Those types of people haven't been in those queues before.
That's right.
So you're exactly right. We don't know what's going to emerge and what will emerge very quickly. And I think that it's a week, 2 and 3 weeks' time, we're going to see all that begin to emerge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, stay in touch with us. If we can help, we will. And, if you can help Soul Cafe, Rick Prosser is your man. Yeah, get in touch if you've got things you can spare and help out that way.
Good on you, Rick. You're doing a wonderful thing as always, mate.
Yeah, good guys. And as you'd be aware, a great concern when people are being isolated too is this loneliness. And so reach out to your friends, reach out to your neighbours. Do whatever you can.
I just bloody wish Tanya would answer my phone, Rick.
Well, Steve, probably some of our listeners aren't surprised, mate.
Oh, are you right, eh? That's it. I'm calling you now.
Take care, Rick. Chin up. We'll get through this. See ya.
Go on now, Rick.
Bye.
That's Rick Prosser from Soul Cafe.
I love how he's now calling them our listeners.
I know. He was on the show. He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, so he's part of the fabric.
He's on the payroll.
He is.
Definitely.
You know, and even an example of Rick there and that guy I talked to, we can lose everything. We can keep our sense of humour.
Absolutely.
It's really, at this point, the only thing that's going to get us, as Australians, it's going to get us through.
Sense of humour and our love and care and concern for one another. Just be kind.
Yeah. Oh, sense of humour, I'm not very kind. Risey to back me up, but in this case, what I'm about to talk about, there's no way in the world the germaphobe's going to back me. I did confess to Tanya yesterday, I'm getting better at washing my hands.
So much so that when we ran into each other at Woolies, he was showing me products going, should I buy this one? Should I buy this one? Well done, you.
I know, thank you, because it's not a... You know, normal, Risey'd wash them every 15 seconds. So I can't use you as a backup for a bloke washing hands, mate.
No, you pretty much can't at the moment, Steve. Especially as
so you're the guy that stands out of the men's toilets at pubs going, you didn't wash your hands, man.
Well, previously I would have let it number one go. I would have been going, hey, you're all good with that one. But now I'm sitting there.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's true, Tanya.
Just thinking about the many times you've passed me food and I've eaten it.
Yeah. At pubs. And here's the true story. I think I've even told you, but I'll do it again. At the bolo one night, there was a well-dressed gentleman and we were in the toilets. Anyway, we both turned when finished and we both started washing our hands and he looked at me and went, well done, sir. And I went, what? And he goes, I cannot tell you how many times I come in here and watch them just walk straight outside unwashed hands. And then he shook my hand with his very clean hand. Well done, sir. It was, like, amazing.
Do you know that would never happen in a women's toilet?
Exactly.
Ever.
You know? Oh, except for East Maitland chicks like Nick. They don't. She's in a hurry to get back to the bar.
Steve, I was going to ask for a bit of backup, but as usual, her mouth's chock-a-block full of food.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, I actually knew this coronavirus kind of COVID-19 stuff was getting pretty serious about a week and a half ago because I'd never seen so many guys here at the work toilet actually washing their hands.
Thank you, Rice.
Really?
So you are backing me in that way. I'm just trying 100%. To get across to the girls occasionally that this is what goes. No, they're not. And believe me, so many blokes now in the Hunter will be getting better at it, but it's not our normal go-to.
For God's sake.
You know when guys wash their hands? You know when they wash their hands?
When
they've finished working on the motor and get the grease off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
When they've just finished painting and they've got to get the terps and get... That's when we wash our hands.
Sometimes after a number two as well.
All right, Rice.
I'm joking.
A little bit hanging on that, isn't he?
I hope once this is all over that you continue with those good habits that you're picking up.
I don't think so. I can't wait to get back to normal. What a hassle.
Why do we even touch them, girls?
I know.
Why do we even want to... I reckon the social distancing is going to continue, women v men, or gay men that feel like us girls do and that their partners are a little bit yucky.
And I think you'll find that the guys will end up with the better immune system because you all been washing it off for years.
I'll have you know, it's the men in the 30 to 39 bracket, Risey's bracket, that are, coming under the COVID-19.
Good news. Thank you, Tanya.
Morning, fellas. It is nice occasionally for Tanya to share with you listening to the show what we get during the songs.
Absolutely.
She reads stats out to us and then she starts and then she rings Sports Bet. And at this point in time, she's got
winning
more money on Risey than me, which makes me feel a little bit more relieved.
Tanya started advertising my job yesterday. I was like, what are you doing that for?
There's certain stats that you shouldn't fist pump to,
all
mate.
Right, sorry.
My death is
one of them. 657, Tanya and Steve. Ring, ring, Tanya and
Steve's $1,000 move. Here we go, $1,000. I think it's Helen. Is it Helen?
Hi, how you going,
Hi, Helen at Broadmeadow. How are you going, mate?
I'm fine. How are you?
You working?
I'm on holidays.
Oh, Tanya and I were talking about that. They asked us to take some holidays, didn't they, Tanya?
Yeah, trying to make us...
Oh, no, mine, I didn't have to take them. These are holidays that were planned 12 months ago.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're all going to stay home, mate, so...
Yeah, that's right. So I'm staying home for my holiday.
Did you have plans?
Yeah, I was going on a cruise.
Ah.
Ooh. Okay.
Pretty happy I didn't go.
I bet you are.
Yes. Definitely. All right, mate. I've got to take your first answer. No help from anyone or anything in the background. Pass quickly. Hopefully T can get back if you don't know it and get that grand.
Okay, thank you.
Ready?
You.
Here we go, Helen. Yep. What number follows COVID?
19.
What was Princess Diana's maiden name, Spencer or Frost?
Spencer.
Is the green ball in snooker worth 3, 5, or 7 points?
3.
Lombardy is a region in which country? Italy, France, or Spain?
Spain.
Is a male sea male seal called a stag or a bull?
Oh, a bull?
Are pharmacies considered an essential service during the COVID-19 situation?
Yes.
Is speleology the study of caves, yes or no?
Oh, pass.
What is 20 times 10?
2,000.
Is organza a herb or a fabric?
Fabric.
And what is the capital of Thailand?
Phuket.
A yes or no answer. Speleology, is it the study of caves?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did really well, though, didn't you, she?
Yeah, you went all right, Helen.
Helen, 7 out of 10. Lombardy is the... It's great. Is the region in Spain that's hardest hit by coronavirus. 20 times 10, 200. And Bangkok is the capital of Thailand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, Helen, okay. Because, you know, normally we'll give away tickets to gigs, they're all cancelled, but we've all put together a Triple M merch pack here. So, on holidays, you can sit on your lounge room, watch TV wearing a Triple M hat.
Wow, I can't wait.
No, you're bloody welcome, darling.
And you can drink tea out of a Triple M keep cup.
Oh, well. Stop it. She's got enough rice.
Oh, there's Tanya and Steve's $1,000 minute. We'll throw Helen some scratches as well. If you get all 10 right every day of the week, we'll throw you $1,000 with Tanya and Steve's $1,000 minute. Next, we're going to chat to Iwatali Nelm.
Hang on, there's a microphone. So I'll turn them on too.
We're coming out of different studios
we're in,
today.
We're
separate
studios.
Bit different. Yeah.
And T just coughed. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
That's the way, mate. Elbows, please.
Yep.
Now, look, we're constantly hearing national updates.
Mm-hmm.
We thought today, let's get on the show and get a little backyard. And what we're going to do all throughout the week is get mayors from all regions and all sectors to just give us some backyard information.
Exactly, because we did see yesterday lots of councils around the country are trying to put measures in place to alleviate some of the stress on their ratepayers. So we'll kick off today with Newcastle and our Lord Mayor, Niuatali Nelms. G'day, Niuatali.
Good morning.
Must be flat out, as I can imagine, mate, and everyone coming at you, coming at the council. What can we do? What can we do? Can you tell us if there's what some immediate decisions you've made?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been, quite a busy time for a lot of people and also a very difficult time for our community. So our staff actually looked at this about a month ago, knowing that, what had happened around the world, and started work on what we passed on Tuesday night at our council meeting, a community and economic resilience package. And what we've done is put a series of measures together all around what we can do to support, individuals locally as well as local businesses, and also try and promote social cohesion, which is a very difficult thing to do when we're all socially distancing. So part of that package is financial hardship support, recognising that there are going to be people that are in unusual and difficult times, and they'll be able to apply to defer their rates. And we'll also look at how we can pass that on to tenants in commercial properties, so long as we know that those commercial tenancies are actually passing on the relief to their tenants. So that's probably first and foremost when you think of what a council can do. But we also expanded that to looking at our procurement. And we have a 10% local procurement in our contracting, but look at increasing that and really driving that 10% to support local businesses through this time. The other components are around how we can expand our e-library service. So in the next couple of weeks, we're expanding our e-library service. So that, you know, everyone who's a member of Newcastle Library can get a whole range of books and music and podcasts, as well as some movies and documentaries, all online. So, like full online delivery of our library services, which will be great for everyone. The other program that we're rolling out will be around expanding our community grants to support the not-for-profits that are helping people in our community. So, as you could imagine, there'll be a huge demand on not-for-profits when there is hardship through our community, so we'll look at how we can support them. We're setting up an industry and citywide task force because the economic downturn that we're going to see in our community is severe and very real, and we want to make sure we know that we will come out the other side of this, but it's going to take time, and sure, there will be so many people affected during that time.
Can I just ask you where we are on parking fines? I know all those things you're talking about are wonderful and they will be in effect and hopefully they'll help a lot of people, but we had a lady that contacted us on Sunday and she said, I was in work, I was trying to save my business. She said what was going to be an hour turned into four, trying desperately. She couldn't do it in the end. She had to shut the doors on Sunday and let people go. When she came out, there was $114 parking fine. And she's like, really? And it's like, well, okay, you were doing the wrong thing. We get that. But Natalia, at times like this, can she apply and go, hey guys, can you just waive this? I've just lost my business and had to sack staff.
Absolutely. And that's what that financial hardship package is all about. It's looking at where there's either rates or other costs that people have. We have also subsidised all our tenancies in our own buildings. So it's just a matter of contacting us and letting us know what that exact hardship is, and then we will deal with that. So
a good point, Natali, too, is we were talking about yesterday you doing that, and people are a bit unaware, too, of what buildings you own. You don't. We were talking about Beaumont Street, and there's quite a lot of buildings that'll help.
Absolutely. So it's just sort of a blanket, reduction, obviously, in those costs across the city. So it is, we will do, we know, and we also know everybody, a lot of people in the community that are already immediately affected. The amount of people that have lost their jobs, around the country and also around Newcastle and the Hunter in the last couple of weeks is just phenomenal, and something that I hope that we will never have to see again, and it's likely to get worse.
Of course.
And there is a whole piece of work that we need to do as a community around, not just supporting those people, but also making sure we're poised, ready to recover when people can go out again.
All right.
And when people can restart their businesses.
Well, we appreciate it. If anyone's got any concerns or want to contact you, read those services, just ring the normal council number.
Yeah, the normal council number, so either by phone or by email, because obviously face-to-face contact with all our services has been temporarily suspended at the moment.
Now, we want a few more selfies of you self-isolating, please, Natali, with the fluffy slippers and the curlers in the hair late at night, all right?
Sure, no problem. I can do that for you.
Thank you, mate. Well, got to all join in.
And I do have bad news. I know you probably do know, but the last time I ran into Natali, we were both at the nail bar.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, we're both going to look like witchy poos in about 6 weeks when the claws grow out.
If only we weren't self-isolating, because I'd love you both to do the photo at her place. But anyway, one will do, Natali. And thanks for your time this morning, mate.
I'll send it through.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. There's our Lord Mayor, Natali Nelms.
Doing what they can.
I know.
And look, it's hard because in this situation to change people's brains from bureaucracy.
Yes.
Totally. Get it done immediately.
Yeah.
We're finding it even in our own building. In any workplace, times have changed.
Yeah.
Brains have got to change with it.
Exactly.
So you've got to fast track stuff.
And then they seem like they are.
Yes.
And if you need it, don't wait. Go and get the help now.
Yes.
Triple M. Tenure and Steve.
Castles from the rubble of your love, from the rubble of your love, I'm gonna build.
7:25, this is Newcastle's Triple M with Tanya and Steve. You can hear us live at triplem.com.au on your smart speaker or at the Triple M app right now. Download it and make sure you hit subscribe to the Tanya and Steve Catch Up podcast. In the next 15 minutes, we want to try and help out a bunch of local businesses. We'll do that with Tanya and Steve's Taking Care of Business.
You finished, Ross?
yeah.
Well, they're getting longer and longer, aren't they? Dear work wife.
Yeah.
Something happened earlier that I think we need to bring up.
Right.
Okay, we were having a little chat earlier, Risey, please. Hang on, there's a microphone. So I'll turn them on too.
Yeah.
And T just coughed. Anyway, being the, and I believe, the leader of health in our team, perhaps I know you did your best to turn to the side.
Yeah, I did.
But we are in an airlock studio.
Yep.
Oh, there goes one of the... He just floated by me now. Like one of those pictures on the news.
Yeah, the red thing with the spirals. And...
with the buck teeth.
Yeah.
It's just going past me now. But on that, remember only a week ago I said to you, worst time to have a smoker's cough.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, now you've got an itchy throat, but
no,
it's not... Well,
that was because of... That was a Brazil nut throat.
Oh, there you go.
Was
okay.
I fine today?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No. But that one was because of the Brazil nut.
Okay. So you're choking on a bit of food. You've had a bit of a cough. And I nearly jumped over there and murdered you.
Yes, you did.
Which is really weird. Why would I kill someone? Just for having a cough.
Yep.
Well, it's the weird world in which we exist right now.
Isn't it? Mm. Okay, so on that. But here's something I noticed yesterday, and I hope you noticed it too, and it made me smile. Everywhere I went, not that I had, no, Woolies, and a couple of, I had to go to Big W to get some stuff. Social distancing was on.
Yeah.
People were doing it.
Yeah, good.
And I just grinned and thought, look at us. Good on us.
Well,
yeah.
But aren't you hyper aware of the people that aren't, though?
Yes.
Because there
that
was
too,
this lady
that too, yeah.
in the queue behind me at the supermarket, and it's like, I wanted, not proud, but I was glaring at her. I wanted to say, back off, buttercup, because she was literally right up under my hair.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what are you doing?
I reckon you can do that at the moment, though.
Well.
In a nice way. Maybe not back up, buttercup.
Well, I'd just been having a conversation
with the back up, buttercup,
checkout lady about us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the show.
Yes.
So I didn't want her to then go around and go, wow, that Tanya's a beast. Should have seen what she did. She nearly ripped that lady's head off.
Yeah, imagine Tanya. Oh, I like the show. Oh, thanks very much. Back up, buttercup.
It was exactly that way.
That would have been great.
Yeah, so
oh,
please.
She's very different off the radio. Very different.
Please keep your distance. And if you are going to cough, old man walking past me on the way to the car, cough into your elbow.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Practice what you preach.
I know. I know.
Honestly, I'm going to go and clean the window of the studio from your cough.
Just scoot the nuts off.
Yeah, the nuts.
Oh, it's 7:28. Triple M's tenure.
Triple M's. Sweat big fights go.
I was a bit surprised to see horse racing put on hold yesterday in New South Wales, Victoria. I thought it was already shut down.
Mm. Yeah.
True.
I'm not sure if it's classed as an essential service, but it is the one sport that continues to exist, at least in some parts of the country. A race meet was shut down yesterday in Victoria because a participant was getting tested and had recently competed in Sydney. So one test actually shut down racing in two states. That said, if it comes back negative, the plan is for them to be racing again tomorrow. And technically, it is a sport where you can, for the most part, keep people 1.5 metres away from each other at all times. Obviously, there's no crowds going to the racetrack. It's non-contact. And if jockeys are close to each other in a race, it's only for a fleeting moment. It does feel a bit weird, though, because we've almost been conditioned now that all sport is off. We're prepared now for no NRL tonight, no AFL, no soccer this weekend. Everything else has been stopped for at least over a week. It feels bizarre that we've found a sport that's still going.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been sports starved for days. Now I've found one. I don't know if it's right, whether I should be watching. It's making me question the very fibre of my being.
I'm more upset, JR, you found one that I don't like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But am I the sports guy? Am I the anti-sports guy? I don't. No.
I mean, we're only two shows away from changing your name.
What a crisis of confidence for JR.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get you some counselling, I think.
Well, I know in the current climate I'm not really thinking of sitting down and putting any bets on, but with the amount of money tied up in racing, I bet they will go as far as they can to keep it going, so it could be on for weeks, you know, to continue, where you just expect that everything will shut down, but racing seems to keep existing at the moment.
Well, there we go. We'll hear more from JR, the cleaning guy, tomorrow.
Good on you, mate. It's 7:36. Triple M. This is Daniel and Steve for breakfast. Morning.
And this is basically a shout out. If you've got a business, you're in business, you work for a business that's still operating, or you might have changed your model.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to get you on to remind the people that used to come to you, still come to you, or bring some new people to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just let everyone know you're open. And we've been saying, haven't we, how different businesses we hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
That are still open and functioning.
And how they're adapting. A lot of people are trying to do home delivery.
Yep.
So if you want to let us know about what you guys are trying to do at yours, now's the time to give yourself a shout out.
Yep.
I got a new business.
What's that?
Buying lotto tickets for $80 million.
Right? I
saw that.
That's my new business,
too.
Oh, I know it's probably, I don't know, I can't forecast.
Yeah.
I can't give you a forecast, but yeah. I'm going to buy a couple.
Yeah, why not?
And I never buy lotto tickets.
I think even if people have lost jobs, we'd spare a few bucks for that at the moment, wouldn't we?
I literally saw that $80 million and thought, imagine how many people you could lift right
gosh,
now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, we got to, oh, yes. JB Caravans and Heather. I can't say it.
Heather Bray.
Thank you.
Hey, who have we got?
We've got Walter.
Yep.
Hello, Walter.
Oh, good morning to both of you.
What's
what
the deal?
What a great day.
Oh, it's beautiful. Nice.
Well, just to let you know, guys, we're still open at Heather Bray. We're open for business. Look, people are still buying caravans in this wonderful land of ours. They're going away. We're servicing. We're doing everything we can do possibly for everybody out there. We've implemented health warnings there as well. And look, guys, if you want to come to us, you don't even have to come to the yard. If you want to bring your caravan in, we're on 10 acres. Phone us, we'll pick your van up, bring it in, service it. We'll do everything for you so you don't even have to have contact with one of our staff.
And as we've been saying, Walter, now is there some downtime to get those jobs done that maybe you wouldn't have before?
I think so. I think so. And we've got a range of accessories there. Look, we've got beautiful caravans, and there's one thing about this great country of ours, you don't have to go to caravan parks to enjoy with modern caravanning.
Yeah, so true.
Good on you,
well,
Walter.
Good luck.
We've got John here.
Newcastle Solar Pool and Heating. Hey, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Still going, open and ready to go, mate.
Yeah, we're still going. We're still fixing up or repairing pool heating from the storm and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, now people can't go away on holidays. If you've got your own pool, why not enjoy it now?
Yeah.
No, good call.
Where are you?
We're based in Elmore Vale.
Right.
But you'll go anywhere?
Yeah. We even go down to Sydney, Scone.
So
Scone area.
Just Google Newcastle Solar Pool Heating?
Yeah, or nsph.com.au.
Okay.
Good on you. Good luck, John. Danielle, now this is one area that's been struggling for months because of the fires, because of the downturn in tourism, and it's Danielle from Tyrrell's Vineyards. Oh. G'day, Danielle. No?
Danielle, you there?
Oh.
For some reason, we'll try and get Danielle back on.
Yeah,
Tyrrell's are just unbelievable wines, Tyrrell's Vineyard. And apparently they're still open for sales only, but they can also deliver at the moment, Tyrrell's Vineyard. We'll try and get Danielle back, but that's the message she wanted us to push this morning.
All right. What about Michael from Newcastle?
No, we've got Gay here.
Okay.
Hello
Gay.
Hi.
Hey,
Gay. What are you doing?
My business is Wrapped to You. We're a gift hamper business. We've sent hampers to you guys before.
We know.
In the past.
You do a beautiful job, Gay.
Thank you. Yeah, so with people not being able now to get to occasions, birthdays, etc., we can deliver for you because we're a no-contact business. We can deliver and drop off at the front door.
Perfect time for it, Gay, isn't it?
Yeah. Definitely, and we can also do, with so many people working from home now, if you want to just touch base and make your employees feel that little bit special, we've got some working from home sanity packs that we're making up for people.
Oh, good
on you.
Mostly
just chocolates and wines, that sort of thing that everyone needs to keep their sanity. So,
all right.
I like sanity pack.
Yeah, you can find Wrap to You on Instagram, Facebook, or just look them up, and we wish you all the very best, Gay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Keep the calls coming.
Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with more taking care of business calls after this.
49421029. Buzz us now with Tanya and Steve.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business. If
if you're open, if you've changed your business model, if you just want a shout out, get on and we'll try and help you out. We got back to Danielle from Tyrrells.
Yeah, Danielle, we were just saying you're open for biz, but only for sales, but you can deliver?
That's correct. So the cellar door is open, but it's just for purchasing. You can't actually do any wine tasting, unfortunately.
Yep.
But we do have all the, everywhere in Australia, we can do home delivery. So definitely.
Lovely.
I think everyone within isolation, I think you definitely need a perfect and really nice glass of wine.
Don't get me started, Danielle. I spoke of this weeks ago.
Exactly. That's right. No better way in isolation.
Serious issues.
Thanks, Danielle. Good luck at Tyrrells.
We've got Ellie now. Hello, Ellie.
Hi, how you going?
Now, one of the companies that's been around in this region forever, Stewart & Dunn. What are you guys up to?
So we currently have our office closed to the public at the moment, but we are doing contactless delivery to homes and businesses. So we can do home office furniture as well as the stationery.
Okay.
And we've just reduced our minimum order value to $30 just to help out the guys who are ordering from home.
Oh, good work, Ellie. All right, good luck, mate.
I think I've told you guys before, Tanya and Steve, my nan and pop started Stewart & Dunn.
That's exactly right, Rose. Yeah. That's why I said, been around forever.
Absolutely.
Well, you missed out on that little hand-me-down, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I could be rich in office furniture at the moment.
Greg is from Hunter Valley Compressors. G'day, Greg.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
What are you doing, Greg?
Oh, just Hunter Valley Compressors up Tomago. We do air compressors and pipeline installs, you name it. So just wanted to put it out there that we're definitely still open. Just wanted to thank you guys for all you do for all us and pick us up in the morning and evening. So,
Thanks, Greg. To be fair with you, Greg, I'm running out of COVID gags, mate. If you got any, email them.
I will.
Good on you, Greg.
Well, good luck,
mate.
Hunter Valley Compressors.
Again, another business we talk about that's not in our world, but other people go, oh, it's still open, great.
You go. Now, Scott's wife owns Jack Sprite Takeaway Foods. Where's Jack Sprite, Scott?
She's in Rutherford.
Awesome.
Just down from Harvey Norman.
Yep.
Says unit 133. Shipley Drive. She does wraps and burgers, and she's doing it hard. But she's trying to do deliveries as well. She's got a portable F-Force, so anyone out there that wants a takeaway, just ring her up.
Oh, okay.
Good stuff.
Jack Sprite.
Good on you, Scott.
Well done, Scott.
Okay. Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
You're at Smiles Dry Cleaners. Where's that?
We're Smiley's Dry Cleaners at Belmont. It's okay. We're in Thomas Street, and we are still open.
Well, let me tell you right now, Tracy, with the rain that's here and for the next 3 days, we need you.
We do. We're here to help people.
Yeah.
We hope people will come and see us and we can clean and help them.
Yeah.
They can do all their bed linen, their doonas, their clothes. So we're here.
Good on you. Smiley's Dry Cleaners. Thanks, Trace. What about Brendan?
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
What you doing, Brendan?
We're working out at a badge man at a Cessna on our Wombai Road there.
What do badge man do?
They're a screen printing service, so they will do a lot of stuff other than screen printing as well, which is name badges, corporate signage, sand etching, laser cutting, badges and whatnot. So for businesses that are still open as well. So.
Sure.
Yeah, and look, a good point here, Brendan, is for people that may be changing some things that need some signs to let people know about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well done, Brendan.
Funny you say that, Steve, because I'm looking at the signs where people are putting them up around their business, instructing about hand washing, and I'm thinking, wow, you guys are printing that, getting that done real quick. So, man's your go-to.
I'm going to Brendan's to get a keep out your bastard sign. Keep out your diseased bastard sign.
I know Big Colour as well at Gateshead are doing similar stuff to that as
cool.
well.
Yeah, so, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Great.
Kathy is at South Lakes Auto Glass Windscreen Repairs and Replacements. G'day, Kath.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good.
All slowed down, I'm guessing, Kath, but just want to let people know you're still going?
Yeah, we're an independent windscreens supplier, so we're out of Dora Creek, all your windscreen needs, and we're really lucky. You can drop your car here, leave your keys in my letterbox, because we're a home-based business, and my husband's truck is his mobile workshop. So, yeah, we do all makes, models, buses, trucks, and my husband's actually an auto glazier by training, so we're a vintage specialist as well as. So, so he can actually cut your glass for your vintage car to size.
Wow.
But, yes, we are open, and, yes, we're virus-free, so... And we can also still come to you like we usually do, and you just leave your vehicle open. My husband will do your job, and we've got mobile FPOS machines.
Oh, go, Kathy!
Yeah, good on you, Kath. Good luck.
But yeah, we're a small independent out of Dora Creek. So, yeah, please use us. We're open and running.
Love it, Kath, and you're doing everything you can to change it around. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Now, here's one we've been talking a bit about. Debbie, what do you want to tell us?
Good morning. Hello. My business is psychological health and wellbeing services, and we've got physical base in Belmont, but we have moved to fully telehealth online counselling from next week.
Oh, nice. That's great. Okay. Yeah, and as Tanya said, Deb, it's like top of mind for us that, yes, there's all sorts of things going on, but we've got to keep our sense of humour and mental health to get through.
Yep, absolutely we do. And yeah, we've been scrambling a little bit, but keeping it together so that we can provide a service for people that need it at the moment.
Yep.
Of course, what telehealth means is that anyone in the country can actually dial into that. And we do have a online booking as well, so you don't even need to phone up the office.
Brilliant. That's so awesome. Psychological health and wellbeing services. Good luck, Debbie. Thanks for the call.
Hey, just got a quickie
Thank
here,
you.
Mate. We all know Euro Patisserie, and they just texted through. Couldn't get through on the phone because loads of people are calling. But, yeah, we know Euro Patisserie.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
They're still
food.
Doing takeaways and deliver.
Brilliant.
So I thought I'd get that out too.
That's a black butt there, near the Black Butt Hotel.
Yes.
I never know whether to call that New Lambton or Lambton. I always get confused with
always
New Lambton.
Yeah, always called Euro at Black Butt. That's
I always
say
that.
As well.
People
yeah,
know.
Well, well don't. Yeah.
Okay, well, what is it?
They don't like it.
Yeah, well, what is it then, Steve?
No, I call it Black Butt too, but they don't like it.
Tanya and Steve.
I don't know where it is, Steve.
Well, on the line this morning, we're seeing photographs of Bindi Sue Irwin. You know, Bindi.
Oh, how's Bindi?
Well,
be worried sick about her.
Well, she and her fiancé, Chandler, had planned a wedding for later this year.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided, because of the new measures that came into place at midnight last night, to pull it forward, and they rushed down the aisle yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
Because remember, from midnight last night, you can only have 5 people in attendance at a wedding.
Pretty irresponsible of them.
Well, they still kept most of the guests away because the wedding is...
Okay.
Yeah, they just wanted to get married.
I thought you meant they had the full-blown wedding.
No, they didn't.
Just before it got shut
no,
down.
No, it was at Australia Zoo. Terry was there, obviously, as her maid of honour, if you like. That's her mum.
Yep.
And Robert walked her down the aisle. She married Chandler. But here's the thing. Even though we're limited to 5 people at a wedding from midnight last night, bear in mind you're still allowed to have 10 people at a boot camp.
I know.
So I reckon if the bride and the groom and, I don't know, 8 of their friends want to wear exercise gear, you can still have a wedding disguised as a boot camp.
Yep.
And have more than, not that I'm suggesting we do that, but I'm just saying how crazy it is.
Covert weddings.
A covert COVID wedding.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel as a groom in Lorna Jane, but whatever it takes.
Whatever.
The other one I'm noticing a lot online, and we're hearing it in the news too, but, you know, Tom Hanks was first.
Yep.
But now Charles has got it.
I know.
Prince Charles.
Yes. I know.
And he's 80.
And what does it say about his relationship with Camilla when she's tested negative?
Yeah.
I reckon they've been practicing social distancing for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like most married couples.
We heard it from Di. She's just kept on the mum about it.
It's 7:07. It's Tanya and Steve. This is Newcastle's Triple M. Coming up next, we're going to speak to a Maitland boy who's stuck in New York City with coronavirus. Going to hear about life in lockdown and how sick he's been with the virus. We'll do that after this with Triple M's Tanya and Steve. Castle's 102.9 Triple M. It's 8:11 with Tanya and Steve. You can listen at 102.9 on your radio. You can listen live at triplem.com.au on your smart speaker or on the Triple M app. Make sure you hit download and subscribe. There's some dramas this morning at Head and Greeter on the Hunter Expressway just past Main Road after an earlier accident. The traffic accident has cleared, but northbound traffic still very heavily affected this morning. That's Hunter Expressway just past Main Road.
Now, we're only saying earlier, T, that we're getting more impressed that we're seeing the social distancing. We're seeing some things. We're seeing that people are getting it more and hopefully learning from overseas. My daughter is a nurse currently in a hospital of a country that is locked down. If you go outside, you get fined by police.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Holland.
It's in Holland.
Yeah.
And we should be learning from those people who are 3-4 weeks ahead of us.
Yeah.
Look at New York now.
My God, New York, they say they're about 7 to 10 days in front of us.
Yeah.
And it's frightening what we're seeing coming out of New York.
Yeah.
And look, I know we say our Triple M family, but we mean it. And there's two listeners that have been with you and I since the get-go, Gordon and Joy Hamilton. We love Gordo and Joy. And when I saw online that their son Ryan not only is in New York in lockdown but has coronavirus, my heart just went out to them. And Ryan is good enough, even though he is sick, to be on the phone with us from New York to tell us, A, how he is and what's going on there. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Ryan, can we... You know, because a lot of people are very curious. You're one of the rarest that we've got on that's actually had it. Can you just, because we want to ask you so much more, but can you just take us through that moment when you went, oh, okay, here we go, the throat?
Yeah, exactly. Fortunately, I'm pretty rare for you guys at the moment, but I'm not so rare over here. There's about 30,000 of us that have got it in New York, and that number's going up. I think it's doubling every 3 days. So it's becoming all too not rare over here.
Yep.
It starts out with a bit of a throat tickle, and then everything just starts getting worse. The fever, the chills. You get really, really tired and lethargic. It's, you know, it's describing it to someone earlier is, you know, at least 100 times worse than the cold or flu that you become accustomed to during winter. You just feel really tired and lethargic all the time. It's pretty bad.
Ryan, that process of that tickle in the throat to when you kind of went downhill, how long did that take? Was it hours? Was it days? Was it a week?
It was pretty quick. So I've been inside. I haven't seen another human being for 14 days now. But I think it was 1 or 2 days after I first got any sign of a symptom that it was getting really bad. But the scarier thing, though, Tanya, is that my doctor was saying that it was probably 3 or 4 days before that I was actually contagious.
Oh, yeah,
and that's the point where you've got to worry about it. This is the reason everyone's staying inside.
Is your mind taking you back, Ryan? Is your mind taking you back to where it might have happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's 100 different places that could have happened over here, to be honest. Like as I say, so many people have got it. It's probably on every surface in the city. So there's so many different places I could have got it.
And the doctor obviously said go home, self-isolate, but can they give you anything? Have they suggested you have anything, paracetamol? Because we're seeing so much fake news about don't have Advil, do not have ibuprofen, only have paracetamol. I mean, you've got the virus. What are they telling you to do?
Unfortunately, during times like this where no one has an answer, a lot of people make up an answer. So I can understand the fake news is out there and people are trying to look for something to latch on. What I did is, you know, I took some ibuprofen when it got really bad and the fevers were bad, and that helped me a little bit, brought the fever down a little bit. But, you know, we're at least 6 to 12 months away, they say, from actually having something that can fix this thing. So for me, I'm 35 and healthy. So they just said, treat it like a flu, go to bed, drink lots of fluids and ride the thing out. You can't actually get much help from the hospitals over here unless you require life support or at least hospitalisation. So there was no way I was that bad compared to all of those people. So they just said stay home and stay away from everyone, which is what I've done.
Ryan, no doubt an Aussie in New York with what you're going through, but I'm sure you're online and looking back at your home country and your hometown and wondering, you know, hang on, guys, you're not getting this yet.
Yeah, I certainly am. And, you know, I go between frustration and elation. I was probably the only person in the entire United States to sit up till 2 o'clock in the morning and watch the Knights get a good win in an empty Leichhardt Stadium the other day. There wasn't any other New Yorkers switched on to that, I can tell you. You know, I do get frustrated when I flick onto Facebook or to various social channels and I see people going out to the pubs and the bars and just treating this like it's nothing because, you know, I get it. That's where we were a few weeks ago, but you guys have got the benefit of the crystal ball of Italy, Korea, the United States and everywhere else. And there's nothing about Aussie that actually treats this any differently. Like you've got to take advantage of the lead time and lock the place down now so it doesn't hit you as hard as it does here.
You know, Ryan, I was saying to you last night when I was texting you that I was getting vision of photographs. People were sending me photographs from the beaches here yesterday before the rain came. There were groups of 5, 6, 7, 8 people standing around having their takeaway coffees. And it's like, what are you doing? What do you want to say to those people that still are out there socialising?
It makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, I moved over to New York a few years ago to work for a dream job at the executive climate NGO. And the only thing that gets me thinking about moving back to Newry is those beaches. So I understand how great they are and how much I want to be back on them. But you got to take some short-term pain for some, you know, long-term gain here. Mm. Just stay away from the beach for a few weeks. You guys are lucky. You still get to go back there once this is all over. You know, I look out my window and there's a
crappy river that you can't swim in. So, you know, enjoy the beaches, but just stay away from them for a little while. Not the end of the world.
That's ironic, Ryan, because I'm looking out our window here at Honeysuckle and I'm looking at a crappy river you can't swim in. It's called the Hunter.
You'll probably get a better surf on that than the East River, though.
Oh, mate.
Well, look, you sound good. Are you feeling okay? Do you think you're on the uphill swing of this virus?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the mend. As I say, it's been 2 full weeks now without going outside at all, but I feel, compared to yesterday and compared to the day before, I feel $1 million. So I'm definitely on the upswing now, which is great.
Well, that's the most important news, mate. That's great to hear.
And you know what, Ryan? Absolutely. Make sure you stay in touch. I'm sure you are with your mum and dad.
Call your mum!
Yeah,
call your
mum. They're terrified. They're having their baby boy, who's 35, on the other side of the world. The poor buggers are beside themselves.
Yeah, I have to make the mistake of chatting to friends and family, you know, not regularly enough over here. So I'm making sure I do it probably more regularly than I otherwise would.
Yeah, no, well, we're helping you out, mate. We're helping you out. We thought we'd just put you on the radio.
To be honest, they listen to you guys more than they answer my calls, I reckon.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, yeah. I think this is probably the best way to actually chat to them.
It's bizarre in reverse. It's like our family don't listen to us, but everyone else does.
Hey, listen, take care of you, and, we hope you get through. We know you're going to get through this safely, but just look after yourself and keep the message out there that Newcastle people, shut it down. Ryan said so.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
No, go on, Ryan.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to start a hashtag.
Yeah,
Ryan said
long,
so.
Mate. I think it's a bit long.
What about just Ryan said so?
Ryan said so.
Ryan said so, yeah.
They might be a bit puzzled as to what he said.
That's scary, isn't it, Tenure and Steve? 100 times, like he's a fit young guy, 35, 100 times worse than the flu, which is bad enough when you get the flu. 100
Absolutely.
Times worse than it.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot Rosie was listening.
Yeah. I'm in another studio. Hello. I'm freaking out over here.
I know.
And I tell you what, if you follow Ryan on his socials, he's a bit of a potty mouth. So when he tells you to shut it down on socials, it's very difficult. Different language. I was very impressed that he kept it clean.
Yes, he did. He did leave a couple of F's out.
Yeah.
It's Daniel and Steve. Triple M.
Something I noticed at the chemist yesterday. My mistake. Dan Murphy's. and I know you
Steve
were.
Steve thinks that's medicine as well.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
It's true. Alcohol.
I do not understand why the people walking around working at Dan Murphy's aren't wearing white coats. It's a chemist. But I know you did too, and we both noticed that they've gone that level now where they put crosses on the floor for you to stand, which is 1.5 metres apart at the checkouts.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay, here's what happened to me. I'm not good at taking orders, but I'm playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I actually felt like I was in the soup Nazi in Seinfeld. Because you had to go one cross forward, and there's a security guard there, guys. I'm not kidding, right?
Yeah, there is.
One forward, and then you move across to the left and pay and leave. No soup for you! Right if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting it wrong.
Oh, no.
And this poor guy's going, and the security guy going, hey, just over on that one, mate. He went, oh, this one? No, back. And I'm going, this one? No, in front, go in front.
Oh,
seriously.
No.
It was like he was guiding the blind man.
Oh.
And I just got it wrong.
Why?
And then in the end...
Hang on, can I just ask, how could you get the crosses on the floor wrong?
Because there were two other people that weren't standing on them, and I thought they were on top of crosses, and they were just doing it wrong too. Okay? So something as simple as crosses on the floor, you had three people doing it wrong. No soup for me!
The only people that will get this right is TV hosts, because they're used to standing on crosses on the floor.
TV hosts and actors, they'll get their mark every time, won't they?
Yep.
And I did, I went across, and then finally in the end, I just, as you know I do, I went, oh, bugger this, mate, just went up to the checkout. Hey, get out of the way, cross boy. But it's a good idea because it does give us that 1.5 metre thing.
And once you see it on the floor, you'll realise how far apart
it is.
It's
a fair distance, isn't it?
Yeah,
yep.
Because I don't even think... I reckon we should just go blanket two. All right, I'm not waiting for ScoMo, I'm going two.
2 metres.
2 metres.
Yeah.
Blanket 2 metre rule. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. 1.5 is too hard.
Yeah, because 2 metres isn't. You know what's going to happen if we go to... We'll all have sore throats.
Yelling.
I was saying...
Can you imagine that security guard when he went home and told his wife, he's like, how was work today? I'm like, he's just like, can you believe how stupid people are? Can't stand on a cross.
No, Rosie, just one more, because he gave me the grin. He was like, yeah, that Steve G is an idiot.
I see in store. Australia's leading entertainment reporter, Peter Ford.
So, Pete, happy news. Been here and snuck in and got the deed done.
Thank you, Bindi, and thank you to the Irwin family. Yeah, we all need a bit of happy news at the moment. So last night, Bindi and her boyfriend Chandler got married in Brisbane. Actually, it wasn't in Brisbane. It was at Australia Zoo, and she's been quite keen to point that out because obviously people are saying, you know, how do you get around the restrictions and everything? Well, that's their home. They live there. So that, in effect, is their backyard, the Australia Zoo. But they wanted to get in before the really heavy restrictions come in terms of numbers and everything, even though it still was very small, and even though a lot of people couldn't be there because all of Chandler's family live in America, so I'm not sure if any of them were actually there. But they've gone up onto their social media and talked about it. They've provided one photo, but it's not a great photo of the dress, so I think there might be a magazine deal they've done, and we're going to see that come out in, you know, Woman's Weekly or something later.
And all the closures of TV shows continue, mate, that are, you know, currently being filmed.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's for all of them, it's only just a matter of time. So yeah. The latest one is The Block. Although, interestingly, they haven't closed down because of a scare. They've just decided to get in ahead of everyone and say, well, it's going to happen anyway. Let's do it on our own terms. So they are hoping to resume, obviously, at some point, sometime. But most people I've spoken to in terms of TV, and I suspect it's a bit with radio, I suspect it's pretty much the same with everybody. Let's make 2020 the year of just coping and surviving, and then hopefully we all bounce back next year.
Yeah, definitely. I've decided amongst myself and me and I, no more champagne.
All three of your personalities.
yeah, no more champagne until this is all over, and then we break out the bubbles.
Oh, my God, the sacrifices Tanya's willing to take for us, Pete.
I'm not sure I'm going down that path, but the sentiment is great.
Thanks, Pete.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, God. Not all heroes wear capes, folks.
Never miss a moment of Triple M Newcastle's Tanya and Steve. Catch up daily with the Tanya and Steve podcast at triplem.com.au.
Steve, you know, yesterday we had one of the city's leading anaesthetists on the phone.
Yeah.
This is how desperate they are. In Hunter New England Health, they're actually appealing to us. If anyone went out and bought the N95 masks early in the piece, just to have at home in case, they're asking you guys to please hand them in. You can bring them into Triple M reception, or if you want, you can take them to the hospital. But they prefer you not just rock up there for no good reason at the moment. And this is the other thing that we're bringing us attention to today. If you have got a tickly throat, if you have got a bit of a fever, at what point do you then go, well, do I seek a doctor's help? Well,
we've all had one.
I know.
Over the last 2 weeks, and we text each other before the show going, look, I've got this, you guys right, and we kind of do, we're good like that.
Yeah.
You know, we ask each other. But at the same time, you know, I had lozenges and it went away.
Yeah.
But immediately I woke up last Thursday and went, oh, dear.
Well, we're all hyper aware of our health at the moment.
Yep.
But again, at what point do we put pressure, if you like, on the medical system and on doctors to go and get their help? We thought we'd ask Dr. Bridie O'Donnell, our resident physician, what she has to say about this. G'day, Bridie.
G'day, how are you both?
Good.
That tickle in the throat, you know, it's very common just in these heated times, though, Bridie, we overreact sometimes, but it always pays to be careful too.
Oh, you're so right, Steve. I think that hyper-awareness is a thing that we're all noticing, and if it's in any normal March or April, we'd be getting sniffles and sore throats and even being a bit hot overnight, or maybe getting a cold. So those things are all happening as part of our normal health and well-being as we approach flu season. What each health website has got for each relevant state is the guidelines around whether or not you're considered to be a suspected case and therefore eligible for testing. Now, overnight, the federal government has just modified those guidelines slightly to say that if you are a healthcare worker, if you're a resident of an aged care facility, or you live in residential care, you are also eligible. But before that, you had to really fulfil a couple of symptom and travel history to be eligible. You had to have been overseas in the last 14 days, particularly to some of those countries that are listed that have high rates, and you also had to have had a fever and or a sore throat and a cough. So actually, if you haven't been in contact with any of those people or been in contact with a person who's tested positive and you don't have a significant fever or a sore throat, you probably just have a cold or a sniffle, but also very good reason then to avoid everybody else.
Right. Our my local chemist was saying that, or pharmacy, he was saying that the flu vaccine comes out in April. Do you think there's going to be a rush on that, and should we make bookings and line up for that?
Definitely make a booking. A lot of people's employers provide it as an option. So even if you're working remotely, you might be able to log on to your own workplace intranet or make an appointment, and or just make an appointment at your normal pharmacy. From what we understand, the chief medical officer said, I think it was late last week, that they're going to definitely import far more and create far more flu vaccinations than they did last year, knowing that they are, people are probably much more aware that it's very important. And I think that it depends. In Victoria, I know they're doing that in late March, and you can already make a booking for public servants and other workforce. So definitely look that up and work out if your employer can provide it or you can source one down. I think Chemist Warehouse and some of those other pharmacies would be ordering them in bulk.
Hey, Bridie, on a personal note, it's like when a guy owns a backhoe, suddenly they ring and go, can you come and dig a pool? Or the list is endless. In your in your position, are you getting a lot more friends going, oh, Bridie, I've just got this thing?
Well, you always have a lot of friends when you're a doctor, people sort of think, do you think I should have my appendix out?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, are you getting bombarded?
A little, but look, I think I keep directing, like every medical professional I know, we keep directing people to the same source of information, because you're right, there's a lot of info that can circulate, and I still, I'm absolutely gobsmacked, but I still run to at least one person a day who says, this is all an overreaction.
Oh, God.
And I keep reminding them that the healthcare facilities and the healthcare workers in countries like Italy, Spain and America are equally as clever, and their facilities are equally as amazing as ours. This isn't about capability or those countries being other. It's about them taking too long to self-isolate and socially distance themselves. So this feels like an overreaction for a lot of people. We can, that is the best case scenario, that we all overreact and as few, as many people as possible can die. You know, that's what we're all hoping for.
Yeah, exactly. We spoke to a Newey boy, Bridie, about half an hour ago with coronavirus in New York, and he saying, I'm looking at photos of my hometown going, please, people, do you've got the heads up from what's happening here. Please do the right thing. Stay home, self-isolate as best you can.
I think people really are, and if I go out for a walk early in the morning, I'll see someone else with their dog and we wave to each other, but we're just having, it's really hard to break some of those habits about not going over to people and shaking hands or even hugging our parents and grandparents. Those things are really hard to break. So don't put yourself in a situation where you're trying to break it. FaceTime your parents, even if they live in the next suburb, so that your kids can see them. All of those things, if we can get into a groove of doing those things, then it'll feel less difficult.
We were in a situation yesterday in a meeting where someone got upset and everyone, the white elephant was Bridie, everyone wanted to give her a hug. And no one did.
Yeah, it's really hard, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But it was a real situation that I looked around and went, we're being smart.
No one.
But it was
no
heartbreaking.
No one hugged me, Bridie. It was awful.
I said, oh, get away.
But look, you know, we're going to see this with, this is going to be really heartbreaking for people who are trying to organise funerals for their loved ones.
Of course it is.
Less people will be able to attend, and less, it won't necessarily be the same ceremony that you imagined it was going to be. But it also reminds us that we can be innovative about the number of people that might be able to watch that funeral who are interstate or who are elderly and couldn't attend. And I know there's people who work in the funeral industry who are actually really motivated to make sure that people can access those important family rituals to celebrate the life of someone who's passed.
That's so true. And the other thing too, though, as a dad of a daughter, I think this is the perfect time to get married. Could you save a fortune?
Totally.
There's always a positive.
Does she need to get married, though? Could she go and become a Nobel Prize-winning scientist, Steve?
Know what? She's a healthcare worker on the front line in Holland, and she's doing her...
I think she's got other priorities.
Yeah.
No, don't worry. She's not allowed to date till she's 40, Bridie.
Bridie, so nice to catch up with you. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
have
Bridie.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think you what you say. It's a flatmate.
Let's go with that.
He's a flatmate.
Yeah. I'm sure they're social distancing. Her and her flatmate, who's very handsome, by the way. Just saying.
Actually, the flatmate looks a little bit like Steve, don't you reckon?
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah, I know. He's got the shaved head.
Rosie, turn your mic off.
Okay, sorry. Daniel and Steve, this is Triple M. This is Triple M's Tanya and Steve. It's 8:59.
Happy save my life.
Tanya and Steve, stuff we didn't get to.
Well, this is weird. Mm. The government has just backflipped in the last few minutes on their decision to restrict hairdressers and barbers to 30-minute appointments.
It's now shut?
Well, no.
It says now?
In a statement today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he'd listened to the feedback of the practical implementation of the COVID-19 measures and agreed with premiers and ministers last night that the instruction regarding 30 minutes per patron will be lifted.
Tanya.
What?
Please don't tell me you've click on the link and it takes you to a photo of a large man with no pants on.
No.
Okay.
This is true. This will be effective immediately, but that the 4 square metre rule per person must still be adhered to during the appointments while also limiting personal contact. So does that mean now hairdressers can do 4-hour appointments again?
It's getting
too
confusing.
It doesn't make any sense. Why don't they just shut them down for the health of the people that are working in the salons?
Definitely.
Make it easier on them, then they can start applying for the assistance that's out there monetarily.
Because no one's going... No. Yeah, exactly, because no one's going to get their hair cut or hairdressing.
It's the messaging, so mixed.
But even to come out with that... Just
I know.
Just leave it be, but to come out and reconfuse people...
I know.
Just checking one more time, is there a link to click on that takes you to a photo of a naked black man may be rather well endowed?
Let me have
just
a look.
Just quickly checking, Tanya.
No.
Okie dokie.
That one's legit.
Because
story.
I'm saying that on air now, because you will get it today, all of you listening.
And apparently you're not allowed to send it to your 19-year-old son. I don't know why. I thought it was funny.
I just send it to my wife and my
daughter. Oh, mate, your game.
No, but my daughter Stella's doing work on her phone, Class Dojo, so my daughter just opened it.
Well, then you are...
Worst dad in the world.
I'm dobbing you in this
docs. How does this make sense? The world has gone mad. I'm the only one that didn't send it to my child and I was the prime target. Okay, I now have to relinquish my deadbeat parent role to you two.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, trust us, by the day's end, you most certainly will.
Absolutely.
Just be careful what you click on.
I tell you what, I can't wait for it to be the fluff story at the end of NBN News tonight.
Oh, definitely. Oh, we're having enough today. We're going home.
What do you reckon they'll pitch you late?
See you then.